Today's Shir Masechta Chulin Daf Lamed Tes. We will begin Daf Lamed Tes Amud Aleph, the third line. Itmar Hashachres Behem. Somebody shechts an animal, and while he was shechting it, he had in mind Lizuk Damal Avaris Kachavim that he's going to do the Zrikas Dam of this carb of this animal, the Shem of Adizara or Lahakter Chelba Avaris Kachavim, was going to burn the fats of this carbon, the Shem of Adizara. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Asula, that this carbon is possible, you may not even have any hanor from it. And a Shimon ben Lakishama Meteres, it's even mutter to be eaten. And Rashi explains that if indeed he did this Rika Saddam or the Hektar Chalovim, the Shem Avodah Zarah, of course we would not be allowed to eat this carbon, because then it was a carbon that was brought for Avodah Zarah. We're talking about that during the act of Shechita, he had in mind that later on he's going to do something else, Lashem Avodah Zarah. And that's the machlokes. If he didn't actually at that point do Lashem Avodah Zarah, what would be the halacha? And of course, Tosfos asks, we mentioned this question previously in our shiurim, that if somebody is shechting a carbon and he has a mind to bring it Lashem Avodah Zarah, so doesn't that make him a mumer? And as we learned at the beginning of the Masechta, the Shechita of a Mumer is possible. So Taisus says, we quoted this Taisus from Daf Yudalad. Taisus says that somebody doing something like this one time is not considered a Mumer. Another pshat that the Rishonim explain, only somebody who's totally attached to Avodah Zarah becomes a Mumer. Somebody who doesn't show that level of attachment to Avodah Zarah doesn't become a mumer. Another teretz that the Rashba suggests is that we're referring here to a situation where the Shaykhit did not have a mind that he himself will bring this carb, will do this zrika or whatever for Avodah Zarah. He was shechting carbon for the Nachri with the intention that Nachri will be the one to do the Avodah for Avodah Zarah. And the Nafkamina between many of these Nafkaminas, between many of these Terutzim, is if this person who did this, the Shaykhit, besides the question as we just learned, is he a Mumer, and what is the status, as we've been discussing, of a Shechita, the other question that we need to really identify is this Shaykhit going to be Chayiv Misa? And they're really all dependent on how we understand how we understand to answer the question that we just posed. And the Gemara explains the machlokes that we just learned. Rabbi Yochanan holds that it's possible, b'chashma avoida l'avoida, that if, as he was doing the avoid of the Shechita, he was thinking about doing Zrik Saddam or whatever for Avodah Zarah, that's enough to disqualify the Shechita, to make it be considered as if it was brought l'shem Avodah Zarah. Why? Because Yalpinon, the halacha of a carbon, not a carbon, a regular animal that was slaughtered, we learned from Bifnim, chulin that are slaughtered outside the Beis HaMikdash, obviously, we learned the halachas from what takes place inside the Beis HaMikdash. And therefore, as we learned when we were learning Masechet Zvachim and Masechet Menachos, we learned that pigel, the whole definition of pigel, is really a situation of mechashven la'avoida va'avoida. Because what does pigel actually mean? What pigel means is that when somebody shechs the carbon, he had in mind to do the Zrik Saddam at the wrong place, at the wrong time, and therefore that's the classical example of pigel. And if that's what's going to be considered pigel, and of course, as we learned, disqualify the carbon, so will be the halacha when we speak about shechting chulin l'shem avodah zarah. The Reish Lakish Amar Meteres, Reish Lakish says, as we learned, that this chulin will not be considered non-kosher, because his opinion is The machshava of doing the shechita with the intention something else will be done later improperly does not disqualify the carbon, because even though it would of course make the carbon make a carbon pigle, but we don't learn gemrinin, we don't learn the halacha of chulin from pigle. It says the Gemara, and this machloikis suggests the Gemara of Rabbi Yochanan Shlokish is discussed elsewhere. We learned at the beginning of Sechtes Vachem Daf Test. The itma we learned there, Shachta Lashma, if a carbon was brought, Shalai Lashma. The first Mishnah of Sechtes Vachem taught us that all kabbanis that are brought, Shalai Lashma, Ksharim, just the owner doesn't get credit for those kabbanis, except for the carbon Pesach, the carbon Chatos. The data halach is that they were brought, Shalai Lashma, the apostle. And now the Gemara discusses that mashachta. If somebody brought a karm pesach lishma, lizrik damish lo lishma. So when he did the shechita, his kavana was to do it properly, but he's going to do the shechita, which is a later avoida. Then the aloch is Rabbi Yochanan Mapsula and Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish Mekshera. And the Gemara explains Rabbi Yochanan Mapsula, because his opinion, as we're learning, mechashim avoida avoida, even though you had the machshava while you were doing one avoida, it will affect what will happen. You had the machshava during one avoida, it will affect for a later avoida, it will affect the kashrus of the carbon. And now, gamrinin, why is that? Because by pigle, as we explained earlier, that is the definition of pigle. The definition of pigle, we explained, is always a situation where you're thinking about when you're doing the shechita to do something later improperly. And therefore, Rabbi Yochanan says that just like by pigle, that is a disqualification. Here too, if you, by shalai lishma, it will be the same type of disqualification. And Rish Lakish disagrees, and he holds it's kosher, because ein mechashim avoid l'avoida, we don't have a machshava that you had during the shechita regarding something that's going to take place later. Loi gamrinin is not considered machshava because we don't learn the halachos of shloi lishma. We don't learn the halachos of shloi lishma from the halacha of pigel. The Brisk Rav has an interesting question: What is considered that you did the shechita that will be considered according to Rabbi Yochanan a disqualified shechita? Do you have to do only the entire shechita, or if you did just a partial shechita? In other words, the question that he discusses is that do you have to do a full-fledged shechita, at least to make the carbon possible under these circumstances? Or even if it wasn't a full-fledged shechita, Rabbi Yochanan will hold that it's a possible. And the Brisk Rav, based on a raya from the Rambam, says that you have to have an avoid the gemura. Because he says, if Rabbi Yochanan's whole basis of his halacha is because we're learning from Hilchos Pigel, by Pigel, it's only Pigel if you had a machshava by a significant avoida. Here too, it has to be a significant avoida. The Rishonim, Rish Lakish says it's muteris, the Rishonim debate, what does it mean when Rish Lakish says it's muteris? Rashi says that you could even eat this animal. This what happened here, that a machshava during the shechita by chulin for something else is meaningless. The Taisus disagrees, and Taisus says that it's only going to be mutter bahano, but not mutter bachila. Says the Gemara. So we had this machloikis twice. And the Gemara's question is, but why do we have to have the machloikis both by chulin, that you had the shechita and a mind to do something later improperly, and also the same machloikis by the shloi lishma? Why? Answers the Gemara, de itma baha, if we only had the machloikis and our Gemara by chulin, we would suggest baha kam Rish Lakish. Rish Lakish is lenient in our Gemara. The chutz mifnim lo yapinin. These are totally two different types of subjects, chulin and kachim. Avo pnim bifnim, when we talk about shloi lishma and pigel, which all involve karbonus, eimim moidelei l'Rabbi Yochanan, perhaps there he would agree to Rabbi Yochanan. And on the other hand, v'yitna b'hach, if we only had the machlokes here by kar mechatis, we could perhaps suggest, but who come Rabbi Yochanan? That's where Rabbi Yochanan holds that it's possible, because it's all pnim, l'shloi l'shma, and pigel, av b'ha, and av sugya, where we're speaking about b'chemes chulin, ema, so it's a question of learning chutz b'befnim, maybe under those circumstances, ema moida leil Reish Lakish, maybe under those circumstances, he would agree to Reish Lakish, teaches us the Gemara, that no, he disagrees in one case to another case. And the Achrayim explain, what is the basis of this machlok, of mechashme avoida la avoida? So some explain that it's a gzeres akosif, just that the way that the man da'amada learns pigel from, that learns chulin from pigel, shloi l'shma from pigel, suggest that is it a svara or is it a gzeres akosif? If we're going to learn a gzeres akosif, then we'll say, if it's a gzeres akosif, so maybe the gzeres akosif, and that's Reish Lakish's opinion, presumably, that you can't learn or only where the gzeres akosif was said. But if we learn that it's a halacha, so then the halacha could be applied all over. That's one approach I saw. Another way of I saw the approach, which the Sefer Kli Goyle explains, is how do we look at the various avoidas, what we learned Masechta Zvachim, when we learned Masechta Menachos? This was a subject that came up quite often, that there are four avoidas by every animal carbon, mincha carbon. That, how do we look at those four avoidas? Do we look at them as one long avoida that has four parts to it? Or do we look at it as four distinct avoidas? And that would be a wonderful way of explaining the Machlokes Reish Lakish Rabbi Yochanan. If it's looked at as one avoida, so then having machshava by one part on the other part is very understandable why it would be a problem. But if we look at it as four distinct avoidas, so then they're separate, they can't learn one from the other. Ask the Gemara from our Mishnah. Masa Rav Sheshes. The Rav Sheshes in our Mishnah said, Amar Rav Yoyis Kavachoy Ma'advarim, that we learned in our Mishnah that when a Yisrael shechted the carbon, even though the Avik Chavim had an improper machshava, we learned a machlokes in our Mishnah, will that disqualify the shechita? And Rav Yossi's argument was, Mama Makashi Machshavas Paiselas. If in a place where machshava is very significant, meaning Mekudoshim, when we speak about Kabbanis, so we learned in Masechta Zvachim and Masechta Menachos, argues Rav Yossi, and I call Halecha Chayavid, the one that makes the difference, the one's machshava that makes the difference is the one who actually does the avoida. Makom she'ei machshava pseles, so the place where machshava is not that significant, which means chulin, ein adin shlo yekol hoylech ela acha shaychet. And since the shaychet is a Yisrael, it should make a difference, says Rabbi Yossi, what the nachri who brought this animal is thinking. Says the Gemara, what was Rabbi Yossi's intention by making the statement that ein machshava pseles b'chulin? Ilema d'loy pasul klal. If you're going to say that machshava is not a consideration by chulin, el zvicha davaris kachav de mitzvah. We know the Torah Kedosh says that one who shechs for avoid the zara, the halacha is that those kabbalas are considered leizivchei mesim, as the pasuk says in Tehillim. Perikovov, v'yitzamdu l'baal pa'or, v'yachlu zivchei mesim. And we learn from there that just like a mace is also about Noah, something that's brought for avodah zarah is also about Noah. But if we're saying that machshava is not a consideration, so ha'ichim mishkachsla, how will we understand that pasuk that says that machshava is a consideration? Says the Gemara El Pshita, what's the machloikus? The Rabbi Yossi, when he said, "A machshava pesels b'chulin," what he meant to say with that statement was ma'avoida la'avoida. The Gemara explains, "Vachkam." This is what Rabbi Yossi meant to say. Ma'ba mokash machshava pesels b'mekdoshim. When we speak about bringing a carbon, they're there a machshava is significant ma'avoid l'avoida, as we've been speaking about pigel, that if you do the shechita, will shame to do the zrika improperly, it disqualifies the carbon. Ein hakol ela achar oved. Yet whose machshava do we take into consideration? The person who's doing the avoida. So certainly mokish ein machshava pesalus, in a place where machshava is not the consideration, which is chulin me'avoida l'avoida, where the only time a machshava is considered something that we have to take into consideration, is that machshava was regarding that avoided that we're doing. For example, we're not talking about a case where he did the shechita with the intention to do something later improperly. When he did the shechita, he had in mind that the shechita should be for avoida zara. So certainly, if machshava is less of a concern by chulin, so if by kachim, the only person whose machshava is taken into consideration is the person who's doing the avoida, the shechita. So certainly by chulin, says Rabbi Yossi, ein adishloi halkol haylech elcha hashoichet, that the shoichet should be taken into consideration. So says the Gemara, pnim, what Rabbi Yossi said in a mishnah, the machshava ma'avoida l'avoida pesalus, and he says it doesn't say mefagelus, means in all cases where we're talking about kachim, all cases, even shaloi l'shma, machashma avoida l'avoida. But now, ask the Gemara, we have two problems. Kashal Rishlokish. Rishlokish says that by shaloi l'shma, we don't say machashma me avoida l'avoida. And also what Rabbi Yochanan said, b'chutz. Because Rabbi Yochanan says that even by chulin, we say mechashim v'avoida l'avoida. And Rabbi Yossi is telling us clearly in our Mishnah that by chulin, we're not mechashvin by ma'avoida l'avoida. Says the Gemara Bishlama, what we just answered, pnim v'rish lakish l'kasha, this that we just proved, that mechashim v'avoida l'avoida in all situation of kabbonis is not such a strong question in Rish Lakish. Why? Before he heard Rabbi Yochanan, and he said that I think we never say mechashma avoida l'avoida by shaloi l'shma, that was his original thinking, and therefore ha lebas d'shamei Rabbi Yochanan, now he understood that mechashma avoida l'avoida is a consideration by shaloi l'shma. Ella, our Mishnah, where Rabbi Yossi is clearly teaching us that we don't say mechashma avoida l'avoida by chulin, is clearly a question of Rabbi Yochanan, because we started the shir by explaining that the whole basis of Rabbi Yochanan's opinion is that he does say mechashma avoida l'avoida even by chulin. Says the Gemara, who ma'aseh lo b'hu mefarek lo? It was Rabbi Sheshet that asked this question. It's Rabbi Sheshet that's answering the question. When Rabbi Yossi said that by chulin we don't say ein machashven ma'avoida l'avoida, the halacha is hachikama. V'ma'av ha'makom she'achshava b'aseilus mekudoshim. If you had a machshava by a pigel by any of the arba avoidas, which we mentioned before, every carbon has four primary avoidas: shechita, kabbalas adam, halach, stam, zrika. Their halach is that you have a machshava during any of those four avoidas. Whose machshava will make a difference? And I call halach achar oved. We only look at the person that did the avoida. Not only his machshava will be taken into consideration. Machem she'ei machshava pesalus b'chulin, in a place where machshava for avoida zara is not so significant, because it's only relevant. There's no kabbalas adam, and there's no halachas adam by avoida zara or by chulin. So the only time the machshava will be something to be concerned about is b'shtei avoidas, only by the shechita and the zrikas adin. Certainly, the only one that we should take into consideration that his machshava should make a difference is the shaychet, ein adin shalai halakalach achar shaychet. So according to this understanding, the machshava, the Yossi's point has nothing to do with mechashim avoida l'avoida. Our Mishnah is not speaking about mechashim be'avoida l'avoida. Our Mishnah's consideration is machshava, a wrong machshava. Where is it more of a consideration? Is it by chulin more of a consideration, or is it more of a consideration by kachin? And Rabbi Yossi is proving that it's more of a consideration by kachin. Once Rabbi Yossi proves that it's more of a consideration by kachim, and by kachim the halach is that the only one whose machshava is pasul is the only one that we take in consideration is the shaychet. Certainly by chulin, only persons whose machshava we should be thinking about is the shaychet. The achronim want to understand, according to Rabbi Yochanan, who we've been saying, Rabbi Yochanan's opinion is mechashvin, Mavoida Lavoida, when will the carbon become possible? Will the carbon become possible at the point when you had the wrong machshava? That means at the time of Shechita will become possible? Or does it only become possible if at the time you did the Shechita, you had in mind that the carbon will... You had in mind that the Zerika will be done improperly. And it seems that the opinion of most Achroinim is that it's only at the time of Zerika, even though the Mechshava was at the beginning, it's only at the time of Zerika, that's when it will become, that's at that point, and only at that point will the Halacha tell us that the Karban Pasul becomes Pasul. A big part of our shir has been done about people who bring a Karban with the wrong machshava. Certainly, if the person who brings the carbon is bringing it l'shem avodah zarah, if the shaychet, then it would be possible. The question, of course, our Gemara is, if let's say if it was the Yisrael who brought the carbon, but in behalf of a Nachri, what is the halacha? The Paskin like Rabbi Yossi, as we just finished discussing, that the halacha will be that the carbon is kosher. And this opens up a question: if you have a printing press, somebody owns a printing business, and he was commissioned by Nochrim, by people who are obviously not Jewish, to print a sefer. And the question is, the question that I saw the Maram Shik, for instance, discusses, that missionaries, Rachman Tzlan, had Tanakh, and again we're speaking about a case that the Tanakh is authentic, printed by Jewish printers. What's the halacha that on that sefer? Is it like a sefer Torah Shasar Min that it has to be burnt? Is it considered like Avodah Zarah? The Maram Shik discusses this, and he says that the sefer is kosher. But I saw that the opinion of the Divrei Chaim actually was that sefer should be burnt. Since it was commissioned by such people, it disqualifies. Since it was permissioned by such people, it disqualifies the sefer. Says the Gemara, Tanya Kavasid Rabbi Yochanan. He said, the Gemara says there's a braisa that supports Rabbi Yochanan's opinion. The braisa says, Hashachas behema, somebody shechs the behema, and while he's doing the shechita, he had in mind lizuk dam lavaras kachavim, lakta chelba lavaras kachavim. In all these cases, says the Gemara, hare elu zivchem mesim, says the brisa, it's considered like avodah zara, and you may not even have hanor from it. Shachta continues the brisa. If you shechted it without any machshava, v'achkach kishavaleh, then they had the machshava that the zrikas adam or the hector Chalom will be done for Avodah Zarah. Says the Gemara, Zaya Maisa, the Kisri, such an incident happened in Kisri. And says the Gemara, V'loy Amrba, the Chama were not able to paskin, Loy L'Isser, V'loy L'Heter, that they weren't able to make a difference. Tu Ashar has an interesting discussion in this Gemara. What does it mean that the Shachta V'akach Kishiv Allah? Does it mean achkach means after toich kadei dibur, or does it mean even if it was toich kadei dibur? And the Tfu Shar's opinion is that even though we often discuss in halacha the concept of Tokedei Dibur, his opinion is that over here, we're not going to take that approach. And he says over here, our approach will be that if the machshava did not take place actually during the shechita, then if the machshava did not take place actually during the shechita, then it's not, that's the case, the Gemara says, Tokedei Dibur is not a consideration. And Rav Chisda identifies what's pshat that the Gemara says, Vayomer by Issa, Vayomer by Heter. Says the Gemara of Chisda, Vayomer by Issa, they didn't want to say that it's also Mishun Kfoided Rabbanon, because of the Tanakam of our Mishnah that holds that we don't say that Shtam Avad, Machshav Savad is Chavim, Lavad is Chavim. And even though here ultimately we found out that that was his intention, since we don't know that for a fact during the Shkita, the Behema will be kosher. But on the other hand, they didn't want to say heter, Mishin Kfoided Reb Lezer, that we say Stam Machshav Savad Chavim, Lavad is Chavim. And here, certainly, that the Shoichet expressed that that was his intention, so then he would hold its osur, and therefore, since we see that that was ultimately the machshav akum and of the shaykh, then we should be machmer. So the Cheshukei Chemet has the most interesting discussion here. He says a very interesting story. There was a town in Eretz Yisrael that had two Choshev Rabbonim. One of them was in charge of the Erev. And one Shabbos morning, there were people in the city who came to the Rav and said, we think there's a problem with the Erev. This not the Rav in charge of the Erevin. And the Rav indeed went to check the Erev. And he said, the Erev is fine. Then, Sunday morning, this Rav, who's not in charge of the Erev, came to visit the Rav who's in charge of the Erev, and they're sitting and talking, and the Rav who's in charge, who's not in charge of the Erevin, says to the Rav who's in charge of the Erevin, you know, let's learn some Gemara, Halacha, and let's learn, and they take out a Masechta Erevin, and as they're learning Masechta Erevin together, this Rav who's in charge of the Erevin says, oi, I didn't learn proper pshat, and the Erev, the Shabbos, wasn't kosher. So this Rav tells him, that's exactly why I came. So he asked him, if that's why you came, and it's actually obvious that this Erev was no good, why did you say that it is good? To which the Rav said, the Loch of Erevin is a Drabonon, the Loch of Kavra Torah. Why would people think about you if on Shabbos I declared publicly your Erev is no good, is Kavra Torah, which is a Chiv Daraisa, and it supersedes the Halacha of Erevin. Rav Zilberstein Shlita, in his Sefer here, Cheshukei Chemet, says that he asked the question to his father-in-law, Zatzal, Rabbi Yoshev, if this second Rav did the right thing. And he said that the Rav Yoshev took a strict approach, but the Cheshukei Chemet quotes the Masham in the Sefer Das Torah, who quotes the Shaisus Chulz Yehuda Yalev from Yehuda Osad, who says that when the issue is issued the Rabbanon, there we say that Kavra Torah supersedes. So why did Rav Yoshev, he explained, take the stricter approach? He says, when do we say that Kavod Torah supersedes if there's going to be a machloikis? But if there's no machloikis, and if this Rav would have gone to the first Rav and made his point then, he would have agreed, then you have to do what's right. But when we learn Al Gemara, we see that the Rav Chisda is explained the Gemara. He's explaining that they didn't want to say Isser Heter because they wanted to respect everybody's opinion. And what's the reason? So he explains, we cannot compare the case of Al Gemara to the story of the Erev. Because in the story of the Erev was not kosher. The Rav, who had said it was kosher, made a mistake. But in the story of our Gemara, as the Gemara just finished explaining, it truly is a machlokes. And nobody would have agreed to the other opinion, Since nobody would have agreed to the other opinion in our Gemara, so there, what Rav Chisda just said, that leaving it is best, says the Gemara Mai, who says that that's pshat in this case? Duma. At kan lekama rabbanan hasam, where the rabbanan and our Mishnah take a lenient approach to lo shemana dechashiv. We never heard that this person had ultimately had a machshavas avodah zara. Aval hach in our case in the story of Kisri, that after the shechita we heard that it was clearly his intention to do the zrik sadam for avodah zara. Here, the rabbanan will agree to the concept of a chia soifa tchilasai. What ultimately happened is a difference in halacha. Inami, or vice versa. At kan lekama Rabbi Elazar hasam, where does Rabbi Elazar take a strict approach in our Mishnah? When we're speaking about a nachri, because Rabbi Elazar's entire approach is built on the concept, the stam machsheves of kachavim laveres kachavim. Av Yisrael, but in this case, where it was Yisrael that shechted it, yes, unfortunately, he ultimately showed that that was his intention, that he was an Ovid Avodah Zorah, but we don't take the approach of Hechiach Sofer of Tchilosai, that what happened ultimately should make a difference in the Halacha. Ela Amar Rav Shizvi, and because of this, Rav Shizvi says, why didn't they want to issue a psak? Lo Amar Bayhet Mishum Kfayd Rav Shimon Gamliel. Rav Shimon Gamliel in Halacha, as the Gemara is going to show us now, holds Hechiach Soifah Tchilosai, and since he holds of the concept of Hechiach Soifah Tchilosai, that would be a way to decide what the Halacha is here, and they wanted to avoid that. I asked them, where do we see, hi Rav Shimon Gamliel, where do we see that Rav Shimon Gamliel subscribes to the concept of Hechiach Soifah Tchilosai? Ilema, says the Gemara, Rav Shimon Gamliel the Gittin. Rav Shimon Gamliel that we learn Masech the Gittin, the Tanan, the Mishnah Masech the Gittin, the Samach Vav Amanal says, Abari, if a healthy person, Shama, tells Eidim Kisru Get L'Ishti, write a get for my wife, but he never told them to give it the get. And now he's not here. And the question is, should they give the get or not? Says the Gemara, Rotz L'Sachba. We say that all he was doing was to taunt her, and they can't just give the get to the wife because they were never appointed as shlichim to give the get to the wife. And in fact, the Mishnah says, Maisa Babari, there was a story with a healthy man, Shama Kisra Get L'Ishti, write the get for my wife, V'olo L'Gag V'Nofel Meis, and then he went up to room roof and he fell down and passed away. Amar of Shimon Gamliel, we look, Imni Atzma Nofel, if he fell by himself, if he committed suicide, hareis a get. Of course, the Shulchan Aruch says it could only be considered a get if it was given before he died, because we know that Allah is ein get lachamisa. Get cannot be given after the husband is dead. From a ruach d'achsei, but he was pushed off by a wind, ein a get. Vavina. So we asked the Gemara, Maisalista. First, the Mishnah said that if he's a healthy person, the get is not a get, and now we're saying, well, it depends how he died, to which the Gemara says, Chsur Mechsi Rokhtani. This way to Mishnah. A healthy person, there's no difference. But if there's a proof that he wasn't so healthy, he committed suicide, then we do say, Hechiach Soifa Tchilosai. And says the Gemara, Mas Nami Bam Rishom Kis Forget L'Ishti. And the Gemara supports this. V'ola Agag V'Nofel Meis. Amar of Shim Gamliel, to which Rav Shim Gamliel says, Im Atzma Nofel, if he committed suicide, so now we see that he really was planning not to be here. And that's why the get is a good get. If it was a Ruach Tachasai, ain't a get. And as the Mefarshim explained, even though in that Mishnah, says the Rashba, there's nobody disagrees with Shimon Gamliel, it's clear that, and our Mishnah, that it's clear that those that do disagree with him, and it's only Shimon Gamliel who subscribes to the concept of Tchilasai. And that's why the Gemara is suggesting that in our Gemara as well, since this person ultimately said that that was his kavana of Avodah Zarah, we say it's interesting, the Mefarshim discuss, here we're saying, do we say it to disqualify the Shechita? What happens in a case like Rav Elezer discusses where we have a Nachri Shechtim? And Rav Elezer's opinion is that whenever we have a Nachri Shechtim, we have to be concerned that he meant the Shem Avodah Zarah. But if afterwards the Nachri clearly indicated that he meant to do the Shechita, not the Shem Avodah Zarah, what will be the halacha? And it seems that some achrayim say that there we, if you say hachiyach sefer tchilosoi, the shechita will be good. There are others that disagree. Continues the Gemara. Dilmashani hasam, you can't bring a raya from that case to our case, because there he said at the time kisru. So even though he didn't say deliver the get, but we could say, why would he tell the person to write a get if he didn't mean to give the get? So certainly it was intention, and then he ultimately committed suicide, so therefore the get is a good get, according to Shimon Gamliel. Elam Ravina, so now the Gemara says, that case of Hechiyach Seifa Tchilosoi cannot be compared to our Gemara. Elam Ravina, Mishim Kfad of Shimon Gamliel the Hocham. The Tanya, our Bryce, there's a Bryce that says, if you have somebody who's a Chayla Masukin, and Hakaisiv the Chasav Lacherim, if somebody's writing all of his assets, this person's a Shchimera, is writing all of his assets to someone else. Vay by Avadim, amongst his assets were an Ever Kanani. Vama La Yevshbehen, and he gifts his Ever Kanani to a certain individual. And this person says, I don't want it. There are different reasons Rishonim say, why would that be his position? Some say, because of the concept of Soinim Atanus Yich, I don't want a gift. Another pshat is, because it's not always beneficial to have an Eved. You have to feed him, you have to take care of him. So Loch is, Yef Shebehen. Im Ha Yerabbi Sheinai Koyin, says the Gemara. So now the question is the gift a get or not? Says the Brisa, if the second person was, if the receiver of the get of the gift is a kohen, harei oil echlem betruma, the latter eat truma, where they're considered like his avodim, and the avodim of a kohen are allowed to eat truma. Shingamul Aimer, kimet shama aloi efshebehen. If this person who was supposed to receive the gift says, I don't want the gift, so then Allah teaches us, kfazoch behen yorshim. So it becomes the property of the true heirs of the first person. Vavinabob, and we try to understand, according to the Kama, afilo oimim v'tzaveach, if this person is receiving the get is a gift, is announcing loud and clear, I don't want this, why does it become his? Amma Ravat, to which the Gemara says, Amma Ravat v'tem Reb Yochanan, v'tzaveach b'kara. If as soon as he became aware of the gift, he said, I don't want this gift, everybody will agree, the loikana, the avadim don't become his. On the other hand, at the time of the gift, he was quiet, and then he decides to indicate that he doesn't want them, the kulam alay pligi, it's too late, the kana, they became his already. Ki pligi, where is the machlokes going to be? Shezikaloi aidei acher. This choyler that was giving this receiver these avodim wanted to make sure that the deal is immediately consummated, and he had somebody else take ownership on behalf of this receiver, the shosak. And at that time, the makabel was quiet. The receiver was quiet, and then tzavach. Tanakam tzavar. The fact that he was quiet at the beginning, Midashasik, since he was quiet at the beginning, Kananu, it becomes his. Now he's saying he doesn't want it. What happened here is he's regretting it. It's too late. Shimon Gamliel Sava, that we say the concept of Chiyah Sofer Tchilosai. V'adolait Savach Bikara, if he never wanted it, and that's because a Chiyah Sofer Tchilosai is a proof that he never wanted it, why did he say so right away? V'adolait Savach Mikara, Savar, because it was his thinking, Kiloyos Layodei, since I didn't really receive it yet, that's why should I say anything? So we see that do we say Chiyah Sofer Tchilosai or not? Clearly it is the opinion of the Tanna Kamma that we don't say Chiyah Sofer Tchilosai, and Rav Shimon Gamliel says that we do. And that's why, says the Gemara of Chizda, said they didn't want to issue a psak in the question where somebody shechted, and then afterwards says, I meant Avodah Zarah. That's why they didn't want to get involved. The Mefarshim, in discussing this Gemara, say there were other considerations here as well, because as we speak about an animal, on one hand, the animal has a cheskes isser, it has a cheskes eva minachai. On the other hand, we have a chazaka that a shkita is a good shkita, and that adds to why they didn't want to say a psak. Amar Yudam Shmuel Alok Rabbi Yosi, that the halach is that if you have the behem of a nochri that he's shrol shechted, even though the nochri might have had a machshava avodah zara, it doesn't make a difference. And says the Gemara, Hanitai, there were Arab merchants, the Osul of Tsuknayu. They came to the city of Tsuknayu, Yov Dichri Latapchi Yisrael, and they gave animals to Jewish shoichtim, Amalam Dom of Atarba Lididon, the blood and the chalev should be given to us for avodah zara, Mashka Basu Dithu, and the meat and the skin of the animal you could keep. Sholcher of Tuvibar Rab Masna, the Kameder of Yosef, Kegav Namai. What will be the status of this Shkita? Sholcher Hacham Rab Yudam Shmuel, Halak Rab Yosi, and as long as the Shoichet was a reliable Shoichet, that's all that counts. Amma Leravach Breder of Avila Rashi, Lirab Elezer, that holds that a Machsheva Savarit Kachavim, even though the Shoichet is a Yisrael, but if the owner is a Nachri, his Machsheva disqualifies the Shkita. What would be the halacha? Yov le zuzel tabach Yisrael, that the nachri paid the shaychet to do this. My, what will be the halacha then? Did he say, as we learned in the Mishnah, that only a case where the nachri has ownership in the animal will the machshav of the nachri be a disqualification, or did he say it even in this case where he's paying the shaychet? Amalei, and Rashi responded, Chazinin, I inish almahu, if this Nochri is a very strong individual, Dulei Motzel Latchalei, and the Yisrael can never undo the deal by giving back his money. So that means that's considered as if the Nochri has a partnership in the animal. And we go back to where we learned in the Mishnah that according to Belezer, when the Nochri has a partnership in the carbon, in the animal, not the carbon, it's Osir. Viloi, but if it's a case where Yisrael could always say, take back your money, Amalei, he could take a reshka of a har, take your money and bang it on a mountain. I don't have to deliver what you expected me to deliver. And therefore, since I don't have to deliver what you expected me to deliver, it's not considered as if the Nachri has any real partnership here. This is a very interesting conversation that the Poskim discuss. Is here the Gemara seems to say that the Nachri is considered an Avodah Zarah, but Nachri is considered Avdei Aved Kachavim, Dishmeilim. But the Rambam's opinion is, when he speaks about Hilchas Dam Yenom, he says that the Yishmeilim are not considered Avdei Avodah Zarah. So how do we understand this? And the Klaus Magareb and the Chuvas Dereyatsev say that this is a question that in the Maris Machpelah, unfortunately, there are masks, and a Jew is not allowed to daven in a Beis Avodah Zarah. And the question is, is a mask considered a base of Aveda Zara. And he says that even though the Rambam is an opinion as far as Hilchos Stam Yenom, that we don't treat that the wine of a Yishmaeli full-fledged as Aveda Zara, he does say that you would not be allowed to daven in a place which is considered a mask, even though it's not considered a full-fledged base of Aveda Zara.